Duffy wants Jim Crow?
We say hell no!
Duffy wants Jim Crow?
We say hell no!
Duffy wants Jim Crow?
We say hell no!
Myra Brown, and with Spark, Spiritus Christi Anti-Racism Coalition.
My name's Harry Davis. I'm a former candidate for City Council in Rochester.
My name is Wallace Smith. I'm here as a concerned parent because I have a child in the RCSD.
I'm here representing Activists Against Racism Movement, and we're part of a task force, a community task force on education, which was formed following a meeting that took place at the Rochester Museum and Science Center on the 9th of this month, which was attended by over 150 people, grassroots community activists, parents, other people from the community.
The mayor is proposing to my understanding, eliminate the school board. If he wants to take over education, he's basically trying to take the person that I voted for, or the people that I voted for, out of the educational equation. I didn't vote for the mayor to run my child's education or lead my child's education. I voted for the commissioners, okay?
It is a direct affront to our suffrage rights. You know, we have a right to elect those and choose elected officials that we would like to oversee the education of our children. And I am not okay with the mayor taking that right away from us.
I have two children in the city school district, and I feel like I'm the one that should be making their educational decisions, not somebody else. I think it's important that we stay with the voting system because it's our people that decided to put that board there and the people that are on that board.
We're not focused on individual board members. We're talking about a process and people's constitutional right to vote for their representatives, to choose their representatives, and the fact that the mayor believes that he can strip that away from us without even having a conversation with the community. He's sort of talking out of both sides of his mouth. Duffy keeps saying that dialogue is important, we're going to have dialogue, but we haven't had any, and the community is calling for dialogue. And so part of what we're saying is we're going to have the dialogue, and we'll invite him and other officials to it, and they can come or not, and then we'll decide what to do if they don't come.
There's a lot of sociological, economic issues that need to be taken care of in the city, and I think, to be honest with you, that the mayor and his team should concentrate on the things that would change the economic situation. Crime and poverty and housing and you name it. You can tell me how it's, you know, slowly advancing or something like that, but until it advances by the way that you're suggesting that the school is going to change, then I think everybody should take care of their own job.
We stand ready to work with anybody who wants to improve those things long range. But the operative word is that work with. In other words, the parents demand to be a part of the development, operation, the whole process around the education of their kids.
We plan to launch an ongoing organizing effort to go door to door, educate people around this issue. We absolutely intend to stop this attempt to take over a democratic elected process.